It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
Do you want to say something about this squirrel?
Well, we're just about a minute below realization point, and we've stumbled on our very first chicory squirrel. They're one of the cutest of our squirrels, and very, very active, very noisy usually. So far, this one's not saying anything, but I bet he does before we leave. And he was eating a Douglas fir cone, and then he ran up the tree, probably to get another one.
He was vocalizing pretty loudly when we got here. He gave us a warning. They're extremely territorial because they're all guarding their Douglas fir cone, well, caches, I guess you'd call them. They knock the cones out of the trees and then pick them up on the ground, and then they go store them in piles known as bins. They'll take both the Douglas fir and pine cones and they'll scale them. They'll take them apart, and the scales form the base of the middens. We'll visit one of those in a minute. They can be quite large.
John Muir wrote a wonderful description, and what Muir wrote is that one never tires of this bright chip of nature, this brave little voice crying in the wilderness. His musical piney gossip is as savory to the ear as balsam to the palate. And although he isn't, there he goes.
Was that is that as savory to the ear as balsam to the palate?
And that's what he said. I've never eaten balsam myself. Here goes another chicory. He just leapt from a shrub up to the Douglas fir tree, and he's sitting on a branch holding the cone almost like a corn cob.
Munching away, and it's no surprise because we're at one of these giant chicory middens. So this midden is what, Ruth Carroll, 20 feet by 10 feet and maybe a foot deep. And these are all scales off these mostly Douglas fir cones. They bury the cones here, and throughout the winter, this creates heat. It's like humus. It's like your compost pile in your garden. And so mice and other creatures, voles, they actually come and hibernate in these middens. So they're like an ecosystem under themselves. And this squirrel is, what, about 20 feet away, munching away on its cone, but it's keeping an eye on us because I don't think it likes us messing with its midden.
Probably afraid we're going to steal one of its cones.
That squirrel's letting us have it. Well, there are three chattering chicory squirrels here.
While they're doing their scolding, their whole body seems to shake while they're doing it.
Yeah, it shakes
really,
and jiggles and jumps.
Yeah, they put their whole soul into it.
What a world they live in, with singing, warbling vireos and hummingbirds and all this shade of the forest. It's really just a lovely place they live in.
It is, if only we can keep it that way.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carroll Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.